with you if I issued a statement today on the non-proliferation treaty?
Yes, if you think that's what's indicated, you don't think there's any chance to get it up?
No, not a chance. But I have a promise from Fulbright, Aiken, and Sparks they would bring up the first thing after we got back. What about the...
I'm making an Humphrey speech tonight on the radio that they asked me to make over all NBC stations, and I'm urging it be brought up then.
What would be your suggestion then?
Could you make it in the morning just as well?
Yes.
You could respond kind of this speech and say you, you'd like to bring it up, but you've checked with both sides and you find out that they're going to have quorum problems and it's best to schedule in January and wouldn't look like we're fighting. At the same time, I think it would meet both demands. Hubert has been very anxious to try to cause Nixon to be the one not to bring it up because he came out and said, hold it. We're afraid that, well, you know the argument I gave you the other night.
Well, it's better, Mr. President, you make your statement first.
All right, I'll make it tonight. I'm recording it this morning, and it'll be on NBC radio tonight, then you make yours in the morning.
What time will it be on?
Do y'all know what time I'm on radio tonight? 7:30 is it? 7:45 on NBC radio.
What about your...
I'll send you a copy of it.
Oh, I'd appreciate it. What about
Jim, send it up there to him as soon as you get it out of the mimeograph.
What about your nominations? Both Dirksen and Eastman tell me there'll be no more meetings. Dirksen is leaving this afternoon. I doubt him back. Thurman is in there.
I'll call you about that this afternoon. I'll try to get the Attorney General over today. I didn't get to see him yesterday because I had all this meeting at Paris, but I will get him today and I'll call you this afternoon and we'll make an announcement in the morning on the same thing.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay.